This is the Mindful Experiment Podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Vic. Excited that you're here. This podcast is all about diving deep into the mind and understanding this experiment or this game we call life. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the show.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
This is the Mindful Experiment Podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Vic. Excited that you're here. This podcast is all about diving deep into the mind and understanding this experiment or this game we call life. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the show.
What's going on, guys? It's Dr. Vic here, and you're listening to an episode here on the Mindful Experiment. Excited to have you here. Hope you have subscribed to this podcast. I hope you have enjoy this. Please share it with someone who's going to benefit, because this is something that this topic for me, when I first started my business, it was something that I didn't really realize. I had to read a lot of books because I'm stubborn. I saw it in one book and I was like, okay, I don't trust just one. I need to keep seeing it. And I kept studying and studying and studying. And I kept going down this rabbit hole. It was a 3-year journey. Okay. A 3-year spiritual journey of trying to understand a gazillion things. It wasn't just one thing. But during this process with my own self-reflection and meditation, working with mediums, connecting to understand the soul and the essence of who we are. And it was a journey that I went through that I'm grateful, but in the moment I was scared as hell. I share this in my book about my journey of, when I did ayahuasca or psychedelics, the only time I've ever done it. And it was one of those things where the journey of what it took me to. And I thought, okay, great. But then afterwards, I was like, hold up, I'm more empty now than I was before. Like, yeah, I went through all that, but what does that all mean for me? And I had to recreate who I am, what I'm about, and all these other things. So long story short, one of the things I wanted to understand was, I was looking back at my life and through my process of what I did going bankrupt and how my life was turning around, how things were just starting to grow for me. Things were really starting to work out. Everything just started to happen. And of course, there's things I was doing also from a being side that I teach about to my clients. But there was a process that I started to look at things. And I'll never forget this message. It came to me in a meditation. And like I said, I've read it in books, but it came to me in meditation to where this is where it like stuck. This is where I like hit hard. And the message said, if you have fear, then you don't trust God. And I was like, okay, God, universe. And it's like, choose whatever you want. The word doesn't matter. But they said, if you have fear, you don't trust God. And that hit home. But again, I'm stubborn. So I kept going on with my life. Maybe a month or two later, I had a meditation. And then it said, it comes back, same message, just a little different. It goes, when you have fear, you don't trust yourself. And I was like, duh, like that's obvious. Obviously, if I trusted myself, then it would be a whole different conversation. So I was like, okay, they're giving me information. And I say, who are they? This is, you know, you can call them your spirit guides. You can call them your higher self. You can say God. It doesn't matter. They don't even matter. They don't even care what label you use. But so I was going through this process and I started to really start to understand this. And it kept showing it to me because then I'm like, okay, this started me on a journey to understand that, you know, me, soul, the true essence of who I am after this life that's going to carry on, that's infinite and immortal and never dies. Well, that's just an extension of God. And I'm just one percentage or one fragment of what God is. And so it's one of those things where you think about that. I started really realizing that, hold on, if I don't trust my God, if I have fear, I don't trust God, and I already trust myself. And that started to shift my perspective in life. And it started to look at things and say, hold on here, wait a minute. Because what I want to share with you out of this, what I want to share out of this whole thing, and this is something that I share with my clients. This is what I teach in the Billionaire Success Formula. The stuff that I walk people through is that you want to understand, you know, there's an essence to it. We've learned to not trust God. We actually pull away from God or the universe or Allah or all that is, source energy. The label does not matter. It's all the same thing, right? It's like some, you know, people who are very religious say, it's because I prayed that this happened, which is say it's magic. You know, someone else say it's meditation. At the end of the day, no one goes against saying this stuff works. It's just they use different labels. And some people like to argue over labels, which who cares what label? It's whatever works for you. Okay. Enough of that soapbox. So getting back to this, it was one of those things I had to start to look at my life and start to realize that there is this element that I was not trusting me, which was not trusting God. And I didn't trust the perfection and design of what it was taking me through. What I started to understand, this was started to see the big picture of soul and choosing a life, is we come here to have an experience. Not everybody here is designed to be a billionaire. Not everyone's here designed to be XYZ. We all chose an experience to come here. And the thing is to trust and know for your higher good that it's in your realm. You have choice. You make choices in this life, but there's a purpose to it. Everything in this life is designed by perfection. Things only show up to you in your life to guide. And this is where the developing of the vibe aspect and the trust aspect of the formula that I teach came, because in this element, we have to learn to let go more, right? There's a song, Jesus Take the Wheel, right? I love that. I love the song because it's all about letting go, surrendering to the process. Just want to take a quick break here and just share with you, if you've been enjoying this episode, please do me a huge favor and just share it with a friend, a family member, someone that you know would benefit or enjoy listening to this just like you are. If this is your first time listening to the episode, please subscribe if you haven't done so already. It allows you not to miss another update or episode release that we do. If you're enjoying this, please do me a huge favor and share a review on whatever platform that you listen to at the podcast on. It helps expand our reach and our mission out there and so much more. Now, let's go ahead and let's get back to the show. What I teach is that in the element of the formula, it's about the feeling and how the feeling guides you to your soul's purpose, which is God's purpose, if you want to take it to that level. But it's guiding you in that realm. And there's a feeling that comes, and knowing what that feeling is, understanding how it shows up in your body and realizing that and trusting that feeling every step of the way, even though when things are going to feel dark, even though because you're going to be challenged, you will be challenged because you have to break old molds. It's not because, oh, God's testing you or this and that. You can look at it in that way. I'm not saying that's not right or wrong, but I like to get some science involved in this. Neurologically speaking, you can't make an instantaneous change and have it happen instantaneously. Some people may argue this, but what I'm talking about is neural synapse connections, what we know about it, at least for right now, at the time of this recording, that the brain, we make a change and then your brain has to take time to make the process to shift over. It's called Hebb's Law. And so it's one of these things that this is what happens in our lives. And so we can make shifts in our lives instantaneously, but neurologically, it's going to take some time. We live in a physical realm, so it's going to take a process to achieve that level of that shift. And so the when we look at the totality of all things and coming back to that element, it is really, really understanding that if you don't trust yourself, you don't trust yourself, you don't trust yourself, you're letting fear open up, you don't trust God. And the key element is to know that everything is done by a perfection. And when we can tap into that feeling and understand that intuition and know where it shows up in our body, now all of a sudden we're starting to use our soul's compass, which guides us. Because here, think about this. You know, you are who you are. There's an entity above you, which is your higher self. Okay. That's your, I like to call it your true self, because higher self makes it seem like it's better, and it's not better. There's nothing that's better. You know, when people say, well, I'm better at what I do now, no, you're just more showing up the truth of what you have within already. Like all things already exist. This soul is going to, when you're in alignment with your soul, you're only going to get positive feelings. Joy, bliss, excitement, all those different things. You're not going to be like, ah, I feel really upset about this. I have anxiousness. I'm overwhelmed with this. This is negative. I'm actually, there's not going to be low vibrational feelings when you're in alignment with it. So this is one of the key factors that when you look at your life, judge based on how you feel. And I'm not saying emotional reactions. That's a whole different world. That's mind. Mind stimulates the reaction. Thought, then emotion follows. That's reactive. Okay. This is intuitive. It's a feeling. There's no thought has to be with this. It's an intuitive feeling. Usually the mind doesn't understand it. I mean, you've done this before. Again, this is not something new either. You've done this in your life. You've just never been pointed out in this way or been taught to be more aware of it and be conditioned. We're not taught in these ways. So when you look at the process, it's looking at your life and saying, okay, wait a minute here. Let me really feel this out. Not think it out, feel it out. And women are usually a little bit more prone to this message, and I mean, more prone to understanding this or more open to understanding this because they do this already. They're neurologically more wired. They're more advanced. Biological women are more advanced, neurologically speaking, than men are. Sorry, guys, it's just a fact. They're wired differently in the brain and they can take on more. So it's one of those things where they're very in tuned. And it's a blessing. They've been, I think there's been a whole entire movement to try to get them to get away from that and push people away from that type. Males, on the other hand, we don't do that. We think it's all headstrong and left brain dominant world, and that's just how we are. But there's a shift in male world happening too, where the archetypes are being broken down to where we are opening up more to the feminine energies and opening up to balancing the brain and stimulating our right side more. So there's spiritual stuff. There's a little bit of neuroscience there. But at the end of the day, it's really, you know, coming into the feelings and tapping in. And when you're in that alignment, there's only going to be positive feelings. And you got to know where that shows up. Because there's times in your life, just saying, you've done this before, there's times where you didn't understand why you're going to do something. You just felt like you had to, or it was a calling, or it was a pull. There was something, and you didn't understand in the moment. But you made the choice, and maybe it was a little scary. Maybe it wasn't all blissful and happy, but you just trusted it. You knew, and you've been there before. And you made that choice. And then all of a sudden, 6 months, 3 months, instantaneously, who knows, it all changed, and it was for the better. And you couldn't believe the world that you're experiencing, right? How many times you've done that with knowing somebody, right? Someone you may know that you're like, something's off about that person. Or you walk into a room and you're like, yeah, I don't like the feeling of this. Or if you walk into an empty house that no one's been living in for the last year, you can feel the emptiness of that house. You're intuitively picking up on those energies. So these are things to be accustomed to. If you want to live a more soul-filled life, a more conscious life, a more fulfilled life, this is the path of where you want to go. This is the path to understanding your feelings, how to tap in, where do they show up, and so much more. This is the curriculums that I work with my clients on to really start to tap into themselves to create the life that they desire. Because it's choosing the path of what you choose and what you want to experience, not in a conditional way. And what I mean by conditional is the preconditions that we've been constructs that we believe in, thinking that this is what success is, having the big house or having the nice car or having XYZ. And you get pulled into these things thinking that that's what you want, but it's not really what you want. You never took the time to really analyze what interests you, what excites you, what do you love the most? And when you start to do this kind of inner work, it starts to reveal what matters really to you. And so these are the principles that I kind of work with my clients to really help them level up in their life to create true fulfillment, true conscious living, leading a soul-filled life. And if you're somebody who's like a business owner who wants to learn business principles in this different way, to lead to that fulfilled life, let's have a conversation. I am out to serve and help. I have one spot available left in March for coaching clients. And so I'm very selective on who becomes a client of mine. So it's one of those things that if this is calling to you and you like the message of what I'm sharing here and you want to level up in your business, work less, but also lead a more fulfilled life, let's have a conversation. Call with drvic.com. You fill out a survey, you choose a time, we have a conversation. But that's what I got for you guys today. I hope this was impactful and inspiring. For those who are not a business owner, I do have something that's coming out. It's already out. You can get a free trial to my money quantum abundance course. I used to call it Money Mindset. And what it is it's a course that's going to teach you the blockages that are holding you back financially that have nothing to do with doing, but are more and more about being, mind, subconscious, limiting beliefs, and so much more. You get a free week trial. There is no ties to it. You put your information in, you get access to it for the first week. There is a nice discount if you want to go for the full course with that. And there's a bunch of good criteria. I even give you some bonus material in there and so much more. So if you're interested, the link is in the show notes. Go ahead and get registered for that. We had some great stories that have come out of people who've done the class and what it done for them in their life financially and how it shifted perspective and so much more. And I know it could do for you also. So check it out. But as always, I appreciate you. Thank you for tuning in. And I look forward to talking to you all next week.
Thanks for tuning into the podcast. If you found this episode to be inspirational, pay it forward by sharing with someone that you know can benefit from this. If this is your first time tuning in, please follow us, connect with us so you don't miss another amazing episode. And until next time, keep rocking and rolling.
Hey folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Thanks for tuning into the podcast. If you found this episode to be inspirational, pay it forward by sharing with someone that you know can benefit from this. If this is your first time tuning in, please follow us, connect with us so you don't miss another amazing episode. And until next time, keep rocking and rolling.